Well, Peter, a number of big finals coming up this weekend in Donegal. We'll start with the first of them, the junior decider, Narossa taking on Mayville. Narossa would have been one of the two sides tipped to make the decider. I don't think Mayville was at the start of the season because the talk was sort of Niamh Connell and Narossa getting through and fighting it out for the title. But Mayville, the surprise package of the junior championship so far.
Yeah, you'd have to say that. You know, they went to Glenties and beat Niamh Connell, and that probably turned their season around. They've certainly come in under the radar as such. They lost in Narossa up in Narossa during the group stages. But, you know, when you get to a final, I suppose they'll be heading down the road to Letterkenny on Saturday, hoping, you know, for the best. I suppose a big blow to them during the year was maybe their best known player, Tony McLenahan. He was vice captain of the Donegal under 21s along with Owen Bahn back when they won Ulster. But he emigrated to Australia sometime towards the end, the beginning of the year. And a huge loss for them. You know, they probably rely on the Divers and Danny Murphy has been coming back to form, probably a veteran of the side now. But you know, they got over the line, I suppose, on penalties, was it, against Niamh Padraig of Muff. But you know, once you get to a final, it doesn't matter what way you get to it, you're there, and they're going to be they'll be fairly confident going up. You know, they have a big strong physical team, and you know, you'll see what'll happen. And Narossa obviously haven't received good news this week. Christian Boner, who got a red card in the semi-final win just at the very end of it against St Mary's of Convoy. They were trying to get that overturned this week, but I'm hearing that the appeal was lost on Tuesday night. I think that they're actually taking it to Ulster. That probably will be heard Thursday night. And they'll be keeping their fingers crossed because while he hasn't played that much football for them during the year because of injury, when he came on against Niamh Connell and that the decider to see who was 1 and 2 in the group, he made a huge difference, and like, he has huge experience on that side, and he would be a big loss for Narossa, Oisin.
Yep, even with Christian Boner, say at this stage he's not available, Narossa would still be seen as favourites, and it'll be interesting to see how Declan Boner's side are going to carry that on the decider at the O'Donnell Park.
Yeah, it's a big game for them. You know, they haven't won a junior since 1982, and talking to a couple of people in the club last night, and you know, it's a big occasion for them, for that club to get to a final. Like, they do be struggling around the Division 3, Division 4 end of the league for the last number of years, but a little bit of a boost in recent years. They've got some young players. Oisin Caulfield has been playing County Minor, Killian Boner, even though he is carrying an injury at the moment, too, a very talented young player. And then they have some of the older hands. They got Johnny Boner in from Niamh Connell a few years ago, and like, he's a linchpin for them in their defence. They have John McDyer. They have, you know, and then Adrian Hanlon is back with them, and they had the recruit from just across the way, I suppose, Adrian Sweeney, a veteran at 47 years of age, joining them this year. And he probably won't start, but or maybe he will if Christian isn't available. But he's been playing bit parts for them, but I actually saw him play against Niamh Connell in Balbuffet in that playoff game, and like, the old magic of knowing what to do with the ball in his hands was still there. And obviously, by all accounts, Adrian Hanlon had a big game in the semi-final. A really good forward, and with those type of forwards, they certainly have the power and maybe to get over the line against Mobile, and you would say they have to be favourites.
Yeah. Well, listen, the winner, of course, will be going to intermediate football in 2024. This year's intermediate decider is also taking place at the O'Donnell Park on Sunday, and there was five or six teams at the start of the campaign that were being muted as possible intermediate champions this year, and two of that six have managed to get to the decider, Downings and Mallon, Peter, and it's all to play for a place in senior football.
Yeah, the Intermediate Championship probably has been the standout championship, and maybe it has for the last number of years because, you know, of the eight teams that got through to the quarterfinals, you could nearly put them on a board and throw a dart, and you would probably have got the semi-finalists. Termon probably were the team that everybody was talking about in the group stages, and, you know, probably unlucky not to be in the final, but a last-minute goal from Downing's got there, and Downing seemed to... They seem to be making a habit of scoring last-minute goals. They did it in the league decider against Mallon last year to get up to Division 1. Both teams got up to Division 1, but a late, late goal, and they were champions, went up as champions. Both Mallon probably won't forget that. They would have probably thought they were deserved. They should have taken that win. As I say, both teams playing in Division 1, so, you know, you would expect that this should be a good standard of football, and, you know, you have good players on either side. Mallon, physically very, very strong team. I saw them early in the season playing Killybegs, down in Killybegs, and they're a very, very good club, Mallon, you know, and I suppose it's a measure of the way football has come on in any zone. There are a lot of strong clubs in any zone now, and I was just talking about that to somebody about that recently. Like, the whole scene has changed as regards the layout of football in Donegal with the emergence of the any zone teams, and they're all very, very good club teams. Like New Padraig Muff, very unlucky not to make the junior final as well this year. So, you know, you're going to have the usual suspects for Mallon as well. You have, you know, the Feldaras are vital to that team. You have the Farns, and, you know, and the O'Neills especially in more recent times, two lads. So, you know, they'll probably go maybe slight favours into this final because of, you know, the way that Downing's made the final probably... probably the best way possible. A lot of people will say that they're probably lucky to be in the final, but I'm sure that Kevin Gallagher won't be too worried about that when he takes his side to O'Donnell Park for Sunday. A big day for the Roskill side, and it'd be very hard if you put your neck on the block. You'd probably say Mallon probably slight favours to win it, but like, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Downing's pull off another late show and get over the line.